Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 12th of May, and I'm recording at 9:45 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, this was a day that really did belong to the bulls, and let me give you some of the highlights here. Starting with Asia among stock markets. Now, China, which has not been on the plus side all that often, as you will certainly be aware, but the Hang Seng was up 1.82% today. The Shanghai Composite up 2.08%, and the Shenzhen Composite up 2.25%. Those gains were bettered still by India. The Nifty, India's Nifty, was up 2.27%. The Sensex was up 2.42%. And really strong gains. Now, I'll just discuss those a little bit further here right now. China, which is good value, as you know, at least you look at the indices, they're hovering around that 10% level on PERs, and yields not at all bad, 3% plus. But it's been very much at the bottom side of the range, as people have been nervous about all the steps that are being taken in China to sort out some of the previous successes and shift from just manufacturing to a little bit more of a consumer-based economy. I'm sure that it will happen, but it's been a slow process, and they also had to deal with the new regime has had to deal with a lot of entrenched, powerful interests among the communist elite there. But the bounce came at an important level for the Shanghai Composite Index, enabling support to be held near that 2000 level. And India, well, my goodness, this was the second really big day here in a row. And the election process actually ended today. And on Friday, we should have the final result, since all the counting is now beginning. But what we have seen are a number of exit polls. Now, they cover quite a wide range in terms of their forecasted outcomes, but at least half of them, and I think slightly more than that, if we take perhaps the bigger, better financed of those exit polls, are suggesting that the BJP, Narendra Modi's party, will have they'll have an absolute majority, in other words, over the 272 seats required for an overall majority. Now, that would be very positive, and I think we can sum up at this stage saying that obviously the stock market has been discounting, India's stock market has been discounting a lot of good news here recently, although it's not all that expensive, particularly on a book value value basis. And it's interesting because it's up in new all-time high ground, but a lot of people have missed out on India because they became fed up with it over the last few years. But ever since Modi threw his hat in the ring in terms of the politics on a nationwide basis, it has been improving. Now, will it maintain those gains in the short term, or will we see a pullback? Is the big question here on people's minds right now. I think there has obviously been money moving into India. There are a lot more people who are on the sidelines out of India, in other words. So potentially, a big slug of money could be directed in India's way. And I think that's very likely to happen if the BJP and its allies have that overall majority of 272 seats plus. Now, if they come in Just slightly below that, there would be a little bit of disappointment in all probability, but it wouldn't be too big a problem if they came in 30 or 40 seats below that, which I don't think will be the case. But what do I know here, sitting in London, and reading about India? But if it came in soft, well below expectations, then obviously we would see a somewhat sharper reaction. Even in that situation, though, I think it would be a temporary reaction, because we will see a stronger government in India, which is very economically savvy, and also knows that it really does need to help clamp down on the corruption that has just been such a problem for India for so long. So that remains a top interesting market situation, which I've been mentioning for a long time. One of the others that I do like on a longer term basis, but is under the cosh right now, and Owen has written about it, so I won't say too much here right now, but is Vietnam. And the problem, pure and simple, is that Chinese oil rig that is really in what everybody else would regard as Vietnam's territorial waters, which China is actually claiming. So that's a very aggressive policy. They're old enemies that were only united very temporarily during the Vietnam War. Aside from that rather serious factor, obviously, Vietnam is an extremely interesting proposition, and it has also pulled back to the top of its and base formation, which is very considerable indeed. So therefore a potential support level. Now, what else happened in here today? European stock markets were all firm, moderate gains here. The best of them was the German DAX index, up 1.25%. But as I say, all those markets were higher here today. Better gains still. We have Brazil, again, one of the resources players, up nearly 1.8%. Mexico, another big resources play, up nearly 1.10%. And Canada, which has been very much in form in recent months, up another 0.83 of 1%. And here's an eyebrow raiser. Remember, we had that NASDAQ Composite Index testing that round a phobia level of previous reaction lows, and its 200-day moving average near the 4,000 level. And today it was up 1.77%, nearly 80 points, and that's a good upward dynamic. It's not fully out of the woods, but at least the lows within that range have held here for at least the short term. The S&P 500, that had a new closing high, not a new all-time high. There was a downside key day reversal early last month. And the high that we saw in the S&P 500 today was just below the high that we had seen on that key day reversal, but it's effectively all but taken it out. And that's impressive. And the Dow, a smaller gain of 0.68 of a percent, but it's leading that move to the upside here today. Also, the Russell 2000, which I show quite frequently, that had an upward dynamic in here today. So it's a critical support level at the bottom side of the current trading range, which is at least 4 to 5 months old. That has produced a bounce in here today. And needless to say, the gains that we've seen here today would have to be reversed by those indices to suggest that this was just churning in overall top formation development. I'll give the upside the benefit of the doubt until I see some evidence reconfirming downside risk. Okay, elsewhere. Again, bulls all over the place. Precious metals had a decent day. We see now palladium up at 808, nearly 809. That's up $9 in here today. The silver market up 42 cents here to 1954. $19.54 as I speak. And gold also up, although it gave back some of its gains. It was as high as $1,304, but it's pulled back here. It's still up over $7. It's just below $1,296. As I say, a good performance in here on the day. Industrial metals, I think they were mostly higher in here today. Copper looks like copper was an exception based on the U.S. prices, but nickel, aluminum, and zinc are higher in here today. The grains and beans, which remember they made the running late last year and at the beginning of this year, but they're a little bit of a nervous look about them, partly because this is the planting season here overall, so that's increased uncertainty. And soybeans down nearly 22 cents today to 14.65. That's $14.65. And wheat also down 7.5 cents today. So was corn. Corn's been soft. Corn had been really quite steady overall, but was soft on Friday and again in here today, down 7.5 cents. So those are not decisive downward breaks, but what they have done is this weakness Friday and today that's checked the upside momentum that we were seeing in those grains and beans. Now, bonds, government, well, actually, let me just try to get a little bit on the crude oil. That's firmer in here today, up over 108 on the Brent, and the WTI is back above $100 at 166 cents. Now, government bonds, the U.S. 10-year Treasury, remember that had been flirting with that 2.6 support level, stayed below it for 2 or 3 days, but only marginally. But it bounced in here today, a yield which is up to 2.6, sorry, I say that again, 2.6575%. And the U.S. dollar, which had been firmer on Friday, it's the U.S. dollar index is slightly lower in here, but it's a marginal change. But the euro, which pulled back on Friday, it's back a tiny bit in here today, currently 1.3757 against the U.S. dollar. Sterling. Generally steady in here, 1.6868. And those are the main highlights. Let me just see what CNY did. And that, of course, is the Chinese currency. And I hadn't seen that earlier today. It's a little bit softer. Remember, we've had that big devaluation, that big first quarter weakening. Well, devaluation's an exaggeration, but we've had that first quarter weakening so far this year, and that does look like a new move to soften the Chinese renminbi somewhat. Okay, that's an exciting day in terms of many of these moves. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.